You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. Today is Wednesday, the 21st of October, 2020, and this is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. I'm joined today virtually by several meteorologists from the National Weather Service. We have Cody Moore, Ben Linstead, and Kayla Tinker. Hello to you all, and who wants to start first? Cody, do you want to cover a little bit of the recent weather we've seen in this area and what's been going on in the Petersburg area?
Yeah, well, October is the rainy season for much of Southeast Alaska, but October has been pretty dry compared to normal. Petersburg usually sees about 15.71 inches of rain for the month of October. And so far, we've only picked up 4.65, so less than a third of what we normally see. So this is pretty unusual for this time of year, but after a record rainy summer, I don't think many people are complaining about the dry spells we've been having.
All right, and anything unusual, any records being close to set? You mentioned how the precipitation was pretty low. Is it close to a record amount, or is it nowhere near that?
In Xemesis, it's looking like 2016 had less precipitation in October than we have this year. So far this month, we've had about 4.5 inches of rain for Petersburg. 2016 had about 3 inches. That's what I'm looking like in the database. But so far, you know, it's the second driest on record for Petersburg. Okay. So, you know, it's not a record, but it's still unusually dry for this time of year.
This past week, we're dropping down into some colder temperatures here in the middle part of the week.
Oh, yeah. Lows are finally getting below freezing with all the clear skies that we're going to be having. Lows for Petersburg are expected to drop into the mid-20s tonight, tomorrow, and then possibly through the weekend as well. Highs not barely getting out of the 30s. So it's going to feel more like winter than fall around here.
And we've cleared out the fog that we were seeing last week at this time. So some clear skies at least.
Yes, it looks like the fog potential will be pretty low this week, considering all the dry weather we're having. So,
is any part of the region seeing any measurable snowfall yet?
People saw their first measurable snow a couple days ago. We had a tenth of an inch of snow, and it accumulated back here at the office on the ground a little bit, but it melted, you know, that afternoon. That was 2 weeks earlier than normal that we usually see our first measurable snowfall.
Okay, so what is coming up this week?
I'm going to have one of our newer meteorologists tell you about our forecast.
Ben, you want to take that one?
Sure, yeah. This is Ben, and looks like we've got a string of clear days here, at least through the first half of the weekend. And then toward the end of the weekend, we have our next weather maker coming in that could bring some rain toward the end of the weekend and early next week.
Kayla, anything to add? Anything about on the weather front you want to bring up?
Yeah, just to go off of what Cody's saying, it does look nice and dry for the rest of the week. And we're all excited to enjoy that here in Juneau as well. It will be dry up here as well. The northern lights will be visible for Juneau and hopefully more towards the north as well, as we have some clear skies. So we are very excited to see that. For me, it would be my first time seeing the northern lights. So we will be going out tonight and into the rest of the week as we should have some clear skies.
Thank you all for the update, and we'll check in with you next week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.